Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs. On 95.7, The Game.
No, no, Dibs. This isn't about Jimmy.
No, no, no.
It's not about Jimmy. It's not about Jimmy. But, gosh, like two long-lost relatives running at each other on the beach. Went out and found my optimism yesterday. It's hiding under the couch.
It's about time.
Yeah, where you been, optimism? I was
seriously.
Like, oh, there he is. No, part of it is
Captain
this.
Captain, save a season. Everything's going to be film on Mike today.
Well, okay. Let's be real. It's just Wednesday. And all that means is, I think there's a process you go through after a loss like that.
Totally.
And the emotion chills a little bit. Like you settle in. Because Monday was like, tell me that did not just happen. And no, 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 it did. And then Tuesday, it's still like, okay, now I got to just download this and think about it. And then last night, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about what we're going to, you know, hash out today. And suddenly I go, wait a minute. And then let me dive on this for a second. Because we all agree on one thing, right? The 49er defense is fantastic.
Yep.
Fair?
And defense wins championships.
Which,
so
it's funny because I know that's a phrase. Do you believe that, by the way?
Absolutely.
You do.
Well, and to your point, I don't want to jump the
No.
I don't want to jump the setups.
It's not like a big secret.
Defense definitely gets you to a point where you might be able to win a championship. If you have a good defense, you should be good enough to stay in games even when your quarterback stinks. Your running game is flaccid without your run game coordinator who left, your wide receivers who don't get a chance to get the ball, and your tight end who's more blocker than catcher.
So what I decided to do is like, okay, let's just take the most three recent years and give me the top 10 defenses of those 3 years each year and how'd they do. Because, like, are we confident that the 49ers are going to be a top 10 defense?
Yes.
Are we confident they're going to be a top 5 defense?
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
If they're a top 5 defense, grab a Sharpie. Grab it. You got a Sharpie?
I do.
Does anybody have a Sharpie? On. I need
a
Sharpie.
Not a Sharpie. Pencil, not a pen?
No.
You want Sharpie?
I want a Sharpie.
Like an Al Sharpie?
I want...
That's a two, but I'm trying.
It is a two, but it's still got a laugh. Give me a Sharpie, because if they're a top 5 defense, listen to me. They're in.
Sunglasses.
They're in.
Wallet.
And if they're... Dude, you and your Dora backpack over there.
I got your thank you card in here, too, for the nice box of diapers. If I can...
You have a thank you card? You didn't need to do that.
My beloved supper, my life partner. You have to write thank you cards.
Supper.
Got a bunch of thank you
supper.
Cards.
Supper. Does she listen, by the way? Does she listen while she's sitting there with the baby?
No. Mask.
All right. No. Supper, you don't need
to show that.
You don't need to send a... This is my thing. You don't need to send a thank you note to people that you see every day.
Advil.
Just say thank you. Thank you notes are for like... Uncle
Sunscreen
Bob sent you Uncle Bob sent you a Christmas
back
gift. Wow, do you have a back scratcher in
telescoping
that? You're hilarious. You're older than I realized. When you start pulling out that backpack,
there's places I can't reach. Here's one. What are these? Seagate Drive.
Oh, my gosh. Drive. Everybody's got an external drive at the bottom of their bag that they don't use. That's true. But anyway.
Vape pen battery charger.
If they are a top five defense, they're in. If they are a top 10 defense, they are probably in, because this is what defenses do in the National Football League. Let me give you a little bit.
Random change.
Let me give you a little bit. 2020, let me give you some numbers, okay? 7 of the top 10 defenses last year.
Picture a key on.
Okay. Top 10, actually, no, that was 2020. Last year, top 10 defenses. We get it, dude. You can stop giving me your backpack.
Computer adapter. I'm looking for Sharpie.
Last year, of the top 10 defenses in the NFL, 9 went with a winning record.
9 of 10?
8 went to the playoffs.
How can I write this down if I can't find my Sharpie?
You're going to have to remember it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
2 years ago, 2020, 7 of the top 10 defenses had a winning record, and one of the teams that didn't went 7-9 and won their division anyway. That's in 2020. 2019, 9 of the 10 teams in the top 10 defensively were 500 or better. Over the last 3 years of NFL football, a total of one time, did we have a team that was a top 10 defense that won fewer than 7 games. That has happened one time. If you're willing to tell me that the 49ers are going to be a top 10 defense, then they've already got 7 wins. They're done.
That's it.
They've won 7 games.
Writing in with Sharpie.
They are 7.
If I can find one.
They are 7-0 to start the season, and all Jimmy's got to do, dude. Can you win two
games?
Can you go win 2 football games?
Because we agreed 9-8 probably gets it done. 10-7 for sure.
9-8 gets you at least. If you're out, it's because of tiebreaker. Like, maybe you get beat on a tiebreaker.
You think the 7 seed will be 9-8, basically?
Yes.
Based on the NFC and what we know about how bad it is.
It's possible that it's 8-9.
It's top, not top heavy, but there are 2 or 3 teams that should be 12-win teams. Maybe a 13-4 in there. But then a bunch of, like, 10-7, 9-8. And quietly, a bunch of 6-11 and 5-12s, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're going to play the way it looks like they're going to play, and even go back to Sunday night, okay? They took the L. This week, they'll bounce back.
Shout out Drake.
They took the L, but rewatch the game in your head and remove our anger toward Jimmy Garoppolo and Kyle Shanahan and all that. Usually that game, based on actually the way it's played, something funky would have happened defensively to give the 49ers the win. I think if you play that game 10 times, 8 times the Niners win 13-6 or 13-10.
Right.
All the fumbles that didn't bounce into their hands, the balls that bounced off of Wilson receivers that went straight up in the air that
Jimmy
did not.
Jimmy G wandering on walkabout in the back of his own end zone.
They didn't get a turnover, and Fred Warner actually came out afterward and said, that's unacceptable that we didn't get any of those. And I'm like, I didn't see any that it was like you should have had that.
They're -1 for the year, by the way, in giveaway takeaway.
Which is bizarre with how good they are defensively. That's going to win them some games. I do think, for example, it's why they're favored Monday night. My sense is telling me they shouldn't be favored. Why would they be favored after the way they looked? But I think what the odds makers are seeing is that defense should dominate the Rams offense.
But
it should.
To your point about, and I love the stats, and I'm sorry I distracted you with all of my.
No, that was actually fun. I can't believe you have all that stuff in there. It's not that big of a backpack.
And I've got a couple of cards and thank you cards. And I'm coming up in the next segment. I give you your thank you cards.
I appreciate that it came in an orange envelope. That's personal. That's a personal touch, and I really appreciate that.
I have a whole couple of more pockets that I need to open here in my Dora backpack. But to your point, if the defense is this good and they should win 7 games on their own, I would argue that they already had 2 games they should have won that they didn't. So those games count, in my opinion, in your statistical breakdown. They should be 3-0, but they're not. So 2 of those games they should have won, they didn't. So those are games that have already lost. Those are games that the defense already won that the team actually lost. So now Jimmy G needs to win not two games to get to nine.
Three?
He needs to win four.
Does he? I mean,
because they blew Chicago. The defense won that game. And they blew Denver. The defense won that game.
Right, but what if the defense wins a game that in theory you don't think they're supposed to win? What if the defense...
You said the defense is going to give you seven games.
Well, but my point is that can average out in a couple of different ways. That's what history states.
Right.
What if the defense shoves it to Patrick Mahomes the way the Colts did last week?
Yeah, it's not happening.
Well, but I mean, it does happen. Like, Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, we went into last week and we're like, these two dudes are on a different planet. And by the way, they are. They're on a different planet. And those two teams, we all feel, are probably the best two teams in football. Both of them went out on a Sunday afternoon and scored less than 20. Both of them. So it's doable. It happens.
It does.
I said this, 1 o'clock on Sunday on your specific Red Zone channel, whether it's Xfinity, DirecTV, whatever it is, your Red Zone channel at 1 o'clock on Sunday is the best television I've ever seen in my life for a half hour. And there's a reason for that, because of unpredictability in the NFL, things that we don't see coming suddenly happen. The best players in the league are out there making mistakes. Mahomes and Allen both did it. And it's just phenomenal television. And so that's going to happen every week. The 49ers right now are not a dominant football team. We'd love Jimmy G 2019, 13-3. We'd love that. Why? We're not getting that this year. Certainly not in the first half of the year. We're not getting that. I don't see that. The offensive line isn't working that way. Jimmy's not working that way. So that's fine. But I'm not calling for 13-4. I'm calling for 10-7. And this defense should get you there. It should.
It could.
And historically, it does.
Well, and again, historically, yes. But your stat is skewed by the fact that the seven games they should win, they've already lost two of them to me. So now you need the defense to do more than that.
Yeah.
You need the defense to win nine games now for you in terms of how bad this offense has been and what this offense potentially could be. And I would add to the mix the fact that the offensive line has been not great, and now you've got your best offensive lineman out, and you've got a quarterback who should be getting better, and we've talked to a lot of different quarterback gurus and former quarterbacks, and they all say, you know, and Jimmy G himself, I might need a couple of weeks to get ramped up. To me, this game on Monday night is the big one, because when you go to Atlanta and Carolina, those absolutely should be, have to be wins. You lose to the Rams, you beat those two, you're 3-3. Now we're in a whole different conversation.
Baker.
Yeah, exactly.
You good? Yeah, I don't see how that team's going to score. They're awful. But, right, look, the story needs to unfold. Do we get ahead of ourselves every single day? Yes, I understand all that. But, like, if I roll through the schedule right now, and we don't know who's going to be healthy and on either side and all of those things, but how many offenses in the NFL scare you, and how many of them are on the 49ers schedule? I already told you the Rams are not a top 15 offense. They play them twice over the next 5 weeks. Carolina, not going to scare you. Atlanta, not going to scare you. Kansas City, they're going to scare you. Okay? And then after the bye, Justin Herbert and the Chargers, is that going to scare you?
Yes.
That's going to scare you.
Yep.
All right. So I got two so far that are going to scare
scarios.
You.
Two scarios.
You got two Arizonas. Does that team scare you right now offensively?
No, but they've beaten you.
Right.
They've had your
right.
number.
Yeah, no, I agree that they've been bad, but I also am not willing to say they don't scare you, because Kyler's just a scary guy to track down. New Orleans, scare you?
No.
Absolutely not. Miami, scare
yes.
you? Yes. I'll agree with you. So right now we're at three. Tampa Bay, here's an interesting one. Do they scare you?
Not right now,
yeah.
But I mean, it's Tom Brady, and you figure if Jimmy G is going to be better in week 13, then so is Tom Brady.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. And Tampa Bay's defense scares you in terms of what the 49ers would throw at them. But Tampa Bay right now, 27th ranked offense in the NFL so far.
And where are the Niners? 18th? Is that right?
What was it, Kyle? Where are the 49ers? Was it 18?
Offensively.
Offensive ranking. They're well ahead of Tampa. We were just looking at it in the other room. Don't look at me like I got three eyes.
You look at it too, Coach.
I understand that. So, I'm like, you're in front of a computer, right? Like, look it up is what I'm asking. I'm not saying you need to know right now. Will you look it up?
You got three screens and a bunch of questions.
Yeah, I know. And we got YouTube. I get phone calls. I do have a laptop.
I'm still going through my backpack or I'd look it up.
Seattle.
Damn Sharpie.
You got Seattle again. Not going to scare you. Washington, not going to scare you. Las Vegas. Spadoni's not here, so not going to scare you. So,
by the way, I'm looking at the ESPN schedule for the Niners, and it has a thing, tickets as low as, and for the Niners this week, tickets as low as $60 for Monday Night Football. That game in Las Vegas, tickets as low as $427. New Year's Day in Vegas. Mark,
I've already,
tickets as low as... 427.
I love that. That's exciting. As low as. Because you know what that means. If they're as low as that, that means if you'd like your top of your head to be touching the roof, then you can get in for that
427.
Price.
Yeah. The only other one that's even remotely close is Monday night against Arizona. Here, tickets as low as $232.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you know, it's pretty affordable to catch a Niner game.
Brother, yeah.
$427 in Vegas for New Year's Day.
Believe me, the feelers are already out. Let's just put it that way.
You want to go to Vegas?
Oh, who doesn't?
New Year's?
You kidding me? Who doesn't want to go
there? Where am I going, dude?
You don't want to go to
Vegas. I mean, I want and can. The divide in my world between want and can has never been wider.
Yeah. No, I would love to do that. I mean, when we were in Chicago.
I want to get a good night's sleep.
How's that going, by the way?
I can't. Well, last night wasn't bad.
Not too bad.
Yeah, my girl, she's been really good about taking feeding number two. It's a four-feed night. So you got the feed at like 9 o'clock, and then midnight I'm up to help, and then after that she gives me a pass on the 2:30, and then I'm up for the 5:45.
Last night she didn't sleep, but today she'll bounce back. Okay, listen.
No chance,
here's
dude.
The deal.
No,
today she's gonna do it again. 888-957-9570, and we'd love to sort of dip our toe in the water on that. Where is your optimism meter? The further we get from Sunday, look, it's only week three. I don't think any of you have kissed the season off entirely yet, have you? Just based on that game, I get it. It's been real, real bad. But I think because so much of our focus, the only time I've heard anyone bring up the defense this week is to say the same thing. Gosh, I feel bad for our defense. Like we're wasting a great defense. And there's no doubt that's true. You're right. They should be 3-0. They should be 3-0 without even blinking. Okay? And so therefore, when you have this kind of a defense and you start off 1-2, that's how you do end up as one of the outliers. You end up as one of these, like I keep saying, 8 out of 10. Well, that means 2 had a really good defense and it didn't work out.
Yeah.
So it's not that it's not possible, but I'm going to gamble on the idea that this works in the NFL. And it works at like an 80 to 90% clip. This defense looks so good and they could have injuries too. I understand. But the way this pass rush is working, and by the way, you want to know one other sneaky reason I think that they got a good chance on Monday night? You know what they have not faced yet? An immobile quarterback. They have not yet faced someone
immobile quarterback.
Correct. They have faced Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and Geno Smith. They have faced someone each week that when they get there, and they do, man, do they get there. When they get there, they've got someone who can create a little bit more time. And on a couple of occasions has beaten them because of it. Geno never did, but Justin Fields beat them by creating more time. And Dante Pettis was unaccounted for. And Russell Wilson on that final drive absolutely created with his legs on a few first downs, as we know he always does. Well, this week they're going to get there because they do. And the Rams have had a ton of turnover on their offensive line. And what's Matt Stafford going to do when Nick gets there? He's not going anywhere.
Right.
So I like that matchup.
If they beat the Rams, their playoff odds go from 40% to 49%. Because right now,
I'm
looking at an interactive graphic
okay.
that the New York Times has put out. And if the Niners beat the Rams, right now they're at 40%, the Niners' chances of making the playoffs. So that's a decent number in terms of making a bet if we wanted to do a wager, if the Niners would make the playoffs or not. If they lose to the Rams, their chances of making the playoffs go down to 28%. So pretty big game to go from 50% down to 27% based on one game.
Aren't they all? Aren't they all? Absolutely.
But especially a divisional game, as you mentioned earlier in the week.
Yeah, so do you still think that this is, like, in your mind, you're a 49er fan of, like, we're only 3 weeks in, but in your mind, is this still a playoff team? Yes or no? 888-957-9570. We'll take your calls on that. Comcast Business Text Line, ready to go. We're on the YouTube chat. We see all of you there. Twitch as well. Thank you so much for being there. We really, really appreciate it. We got some Aaron Judge stuff for you today. Doc Pandya with all of the 49ers injuries, and he can answer the question that we got into yesterday, which is, okay, 5 years of Kyle Shanahan, they're in the bottom third in terms of, or I guess top third, depending on how you look at it, the worst third of the league in terms of man games lost to injury every single year under Kyle Shanahan. Is there something to that? So I can't wait to ask Doc Pandya about that under Kyle Shanahan. What's your thought on that? Are you still feeling like, when I say, is this a playoff team? Yes or no?
Man, it's a coin flip. And honestly, if I was to make a bet right now, if you and I made a wager, and I don't want to have to bet against the Niners because I want them to be a playoff team, but if you took me out of the vein of a Niner fan and of sports talk radio and all the rest of it, if you and I had a big debate in a bar and you said, let's do it, $100, do they make it? Yes or no, and it's a coin flip, my gut would tell me no.
Okay.
They don't make the playoffs, because I think the one thing that can derail their chances is something that could likely happen, and that's an injury to their quarterback.
Well,
because
sure,
they had insurance, they had an insurance policy, and they've already used it. So if they lose Jimmy Garoppolo, let's say Jimmy G gets hurt at some point and he's done for the year, and now we go to Brock Purdy, I don't think they make the playoffs. But if Jimmy G stays healthy and this defense stays nasty, I actually like your side of it. So I'm absolutely torn right now. But if I had to make a bet, if you held my feet to the fire, I would bet against them.
Okay, I'll definitely say yes. 888-957-9570. We'd love to hear from you on that. Peter King on the Jimmy and Shanahan relationship. We'll let you hear that coming up in just a little bit. And we do have a very quick one today. Can we get back? We've been missing you. What are you doing?
Willard and Tibbs have a lot to say.
My only weapon was my mouth.
But they just have one big question.
What are you doing
right now? What are you
right
doing
now?
Right now?
What are you doing right now?
What are you doing right now?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
You know why else I like the 49ers' chances later on this year? They don't play at MetLife Stadium.
True.
And therefore, those two torn ACLs are not going to come to the party. So I didn't even thought of this when that Monday night game happened a couple of nights ago. And it has been confirmed. Sterling Shepard tore his ACL. It should have triggered me right away. It didn't. But it didn't even occur to me. Oh, man. That was at MetLife Stadium. Odell Beckham was tweeting about it right away. Hey, NFL. Hey, MetLife. Hey, Giants. Hey, Jets. What are you doing? How is this still being allowed? How are we still playing football on that field? Sterling Shepard wasn't even doing anything. He was jogging straight down the field.
Jogging.
Gone.
It's a silent J.
Brutal. They got to fix it. They got to fix it.
It's so funny right when you say that, because the NFL doesn't give a crap about its players. And that's why every time I have the same conversation, you watch Nick Bosa get hurt on the MetLife field. You got to fix it. How do we have guys playing on turf? Reggie Bush, former Niner, runs in New Orleans off the field and slips and tears his ACL on the concourse. You got to fix it. Tua Tagovailoa gets absolutely knocked out cold, goes to the locker room, and they say, you're good. You're playing great. Your team is good. We need you on the field. Get back out there, double T's. They don't care about the player. So God. I'm with you, Mark. They have to fix it, but let's all remember, they will not fix it. They don't care about the commodity.
888-957-9570. Your calls on all of this coming up next. Niners, still a playoff team in your mind? We can get into that. Peter King weighing in on the relationship between Kyle and Jimmy. We'll get to that next. And, man, is there some Aaron Judge stuff to get to. That's around the corner as well. Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.